It's Window Nation's semi-annual sale, and it's a big deal. Right now, get 50% off all windows along with no interest for 5 years plus bonus savings when you schedule a consult today. If your windows leak, get foggy or hot, or you're paying high utility bills, that's a big deal. With Window Nation's semi-annual sale, you can replace your windows and save a big deal too. Schedule a no-obligation in-home estimate now. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yes! One, two, three! That's right, as we broadcast from Patty's Green in Ocean City, 39th and Landis in I said Ocean City and Sea. What am I like? Am I saying?
Oh, you got it.
They has just lost the crowd.
Drop of the week right there.
You know why? Because I saw Ocean Drive and I said Ocean. Yep, right. Yep. Bad job by me. But I'll tell you what, right now, because we got a lot of absurdity up ahead, right now I want you to lean back in your furniture and
lean back.
Because Regency Furniture Affordable never looks so good. And a brother combination has never been so dominant in NFL history. And yeah, I mean that, better than the Mannings. Let's welcome them here live as we broadcast at his own charity event, Team 62 Charity. Let's hear it for Jason Kelce and Travis Kelce as they come on out. Hugs all around. Well, at least hug for one of them. Travis, good to see you, man. All right, welcome. So, all right, we got a lot going on here. We got football, we got beer, we got hoagies, and we got a lot of Eagles fans here in the house today.
Yeah!
Jason, first off, Jason, thank you for doing this, and congratulations putting such a tremendous event together.
Yeah, no, I think really the credit belongs with the Eagles Autism Foundation and Ryan Hammond and all the work that entire group does, and the Ocean Drive Bar for letting us use these facilities and being a part of this. CIL has actually been really dedicated towards the cause of autism for a long time, far predating me. So to be able to kind of come here and bring energy to it, it's just awesome.
Jason, how deep into your career did you realize it's not just about being a player, but it's about giving back to the community?
I don't know. I think that's kind of always what it's been about. I don't know that, you know, you reach a point in your career where you just amass a certain amount of influence to be able to impact it more. I think that all the young guys want to impact the community as well. I mean, everybody. I mean, this is what it's all about. This is what the city of brotherly love certainly about. You know, you just you play and you get to a point in your career where you have more of an impact and you have that ability because of the longevity and all that.
Well, hats off to you, man. It's really admirable. It really is. And this is going to be an interesting reaction here. I don't know what's about to happen. But also joining us, and we should do him the honor of properly introducing him. As painful as it is to say, I'll do it. It's only right. He is a two-time Super Bowl winning player, and he does happen to be perhaps the greatest tight end in the history of the National Football League. Travis Kelce, how are you, Travis?
Man, I'm doing outstanding, and it's always a beautiful sight here at the shore. The Eagles, not only the Eagles organization, but the Eagles fan base, everybody around the Philadelphia area has always accepted me as Jason's brother as family, and I love you guys for that. And
he's playing it
really
smart.
I really do have a big heart.
He knows
I really
where
do have a big heart here in Philly for you guys, man.
So, Jason, what's it been like between you two, the dynamic, you know, in the last 5 months?
You know, I don't really think it's honestly changed that much. Obviously, Travis's dynamic in life has changed a lot. He's been on SNL and doing all these all over the place. But, you know, we're still brothers. I don't like to think that anything outside of that relationship should affect that. So, you know, at some point he'll probably maybe have some bragging rights at Thanksgiving or something like that. But for the most part, we're always just really proud of each other and the success that both of us have had.
What do your parents say about the fact? I mean, let's be real. You're both going to Canton.
I don't know. I've honestly not asked them. My mom's in Canton. Her jersey's in Canton.
Mom's
right now.
Already there.
She beat you both.
Yeah, so mom's she's already there.
I think, you know, I don't know. We've never really thought of it in terms of that. I think that's, you know, when it gets there, that'll be what it is. But I think they're just really happy with, you know, the careers we've had and, more importantly, doing things like this and being the people that we are and the brothers that we are and kind of shedding light on that. I think that means probably more than even playing football.
So playing football, let's tackle that for a second. By the way, hoagie competition up ahead in a couple minutes, and also the beer chugging competition.
Man.
Jason, as you enter this year, yeah, I know. All right, let's get to that.
He's confident. Did you get your tonsils taken out or something? Is there a mechanical advantage here?
No. Honestly, I got less confident when I knew it, but remembered how much bigger you are than me. I'm like, wow, I really am the little guy going into this one. But I'm good at chugging.
Have you ever lost a chug?
I tied one time.
That's it.
One
I've lost
time.
Before multiple times.
Oh, yeah. Well, oh, I like boy. To hear that. But yeah. I'm guessing you've probably done it a lot more recently than I have. It's been a while since I was in a legitimate.
I'll say it's been a while since I've chugged. And I told myself all week I was going to practice this, and I didn't practice
oh,
it.
Oh, good. I like to hear that.
I've been drinking beers all week.
I chugged some beers this weekend.
All right,
I got to it.
All
so
right,
I feel
right.
good.
So,
right.
Jason, one of the things we wondered is how did you hear about the fact that Seltzer's a good chugger? And
man, where did you brought it up? Was it at the Phillies game or was it before that?
It was before that because you had already known about it by then. And it was like, oh, we got to chug together. And I was like, yeah, like I would love to chug.
I'm trying to remember who told me. It's definitely there's a lore of James Seltzer and chugging enough of so that it's become apparent to me. And I don't know if it's within the media realm or from your time with the Eagles or when that happened, but there's definitely word out there that Jimmy is like one of the best around at chugging beer.
Wow. All right. So one quick thing, I don't even know who I'm addressing here, but I got handed a note that the hoagie competition has to be started exactly at 9:30, which means I think what we're going to do here is invert
hoagie
first
and drinking.
That
so we'll do hoagie first. And we will do the beer chugging after.
Sorry, I haven't slept in 2 days because I'm so like nervous and excited for this. I can wait another 15 minutes.
Sometimes you got to call an audible.
That's right.
It's all good. It's all good. So Travis, what's it like for you to be in the Philadelphia area after you know everything over the last couple months?
Actually, this is really only the second time I've been back into the Philly area since the big game, but. Like I said earlier, man, it's been nothing but love from the Philadelphia fans. I think everybody saw the family dynamic at a national level and kind of opened up how much love we really have for each other. And from there, you know, it's all love around the city of brotherly love. So it's been awesome seeing everybody, and I really appreciate everybody not giving me the booze and kicking me to the curb every time.
They give you a few booze. There's a couple booze out here.
No, and I appreciate those. That's how I know I'm still in Philly.
That's how you know you're in Philly.
That's how I know. Yeah.
Now, by the way, I just got told another thing here on the side, which is that the beer chugging apparently has to be before the hoagies. I'm working with what I'm being told, which means I got to tee up my man Joe Conklin right now. Because, Joe, I know, like, you've got, I mean, Kelsey's, a, you know, I'm talking about Jason here now, special guy, and Conklin, you got a lot up your sleeve here.
I got to tell you, Jason, fake Kelsey's for James, man. I'm on Team James today, man. I hate to tell you. If you think Seltzer's got a shot, let me get a hell yeah!
Oh, that's no. not enough. Oh, no.
Yeah. His voice may be high pitch. He's got
like
a big mouth.
I prefer being the underdog. These are
I was expecting it.
The beers are coming out.
Wow.
Holy
wow. This, well, I definitely did not prepare for this.
Down?
Yeah, this
that is a 24-hour.
It's early in the morning for Jason Kelsey to be chugging that much beer. I would think.
Wait a minute. Are we really doing that?
I don't know if it's a joke or not.
No, I wouldn't recommend it.
I don't think we should. I mean, I
Jason,
can.
Jason, you got a long day up ahead.
A long day.
I can do that.
I can do it, too.
Let's do a
12-ouncer.
Yeah, Joe, cut that stuff in half, man. That's not
something.
You got some solo cups or something?
Yeah, it's too much. I'll do it. I just know this guy's got to be here all day.
They both just blinked like Vladimir Putin.
So for those that can't see it,
this
is massive.
30 ounces of beer
at the
here.
Beer bowl. This is what they're going to have to do to get $50,000.
Oh wow! I mean, that's
it's going to be a big chug.
Yeah, that's a legitimate chug here. So yeah,
it's a marathon, not a 100-meter dash. That's for sure.
All right, so we're going to get let's get some cups out here. Let's get this process going. Jason's going to move around to the table. James Seltzer is going to move right.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter your search based on the qualities that are most important to you. Then you can book a free 15-minute consultation call with any therapist you're interested in seeing, so you can get a feel for whether they're the right fit before you commit to a full-length session. Alma also makes it easy for mental health care providers to navigate insurance. That's why 95% of therapists in their directory accept insurance for sessions, so you can find care that's affordable without stressing about the paperwork. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy60 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy60.
Now let me ask just everyone listening. All right. Just cheer everyone here. Who thinks that Jason Kelce is going to win?
You want to do it?
All right, I guess we're doing the big one.
And who thinks James is going to win? Yeah. All right. Now three quarters Kelce. All right, let's get you guys to move around to the other side here. In the meantime, Lecter, can you please get smaller cups?
I think they're just doing it. Okay. I think they're just going for it.
They're insisting on keeping those cups.
Okay. Now, let me just say, before this starts,
it's going to be a problem.
Everyone listening can also see this on Facebook Live, WIP's Facebook page. Go there right now. We're live. And as they say, we're hot. All right, here we go. I will be the official person to start this. Is that fair? Now, Joe Wechter, I believe, Wechter is our official judge. All right? James Seltzer, can we get a microphone here to James, please? Let's pick up that mic. Right there. Thank you. All right, James Seltzer, are you ready?
Yeah.
Give me the microphone. You're ready. All right, Jason, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, I know these guys are negotiating. No, this is not a go. This is not a go yet. Anything you need to discuss on rules?
How are we starting?
I will say 3, 2, 1, go. When I say the word go, is that fair?
On the table before.
Keep it on the table. I went on the table. Okay, they are there. All right, now. Both on the table. Jason's going two hands. James is trying to figure out. Here we go. Three. Now, again, you don't go until I say the word go. Good luck to you both. Let's get it on. 3, 2, 1, go. All right. A lot of beer. James is losing a little bit. It looks pretty close. I think Kelce's winning. Kelce won. Kelce blew him out. He blew him out. That was a knockout. That was the first round. Holy hell, knockout. James did not even finish his beer. Holy God, that was unbelievable.
Wow, Jason took that thing down like crazy.
Oh, and he's also struggling a little bit right now. Okay, there is the throw-up rule. There is the throw-up rule. Seltzer could still be the winner. Hold on.
I think he's got it. He's got it.
I'm rooting for him not to throw up.
Hold it in.
Right. We're rooting for you, Jason. We're hoping, Jason. We also have a season up ahead.
Yeah, this is really helpful.
I'm going to give him a pat on the back. I don't think he needs it, but I'm trying here. All right, he is trying to. Yeah. All right. He has.
That was unbelievable.
He is not thrown up. He is.
Oh.
He's hurting a little bit there.
I actually timed it, Joe. So it was 5.74 seconds.
I mean, I can't know how to convey to our audience how much beer it was, but it was.
I've covered Jason his whole career. That might be the most impressive thing I've ever seen him do.
It was an incredible amount of. It was more.
James also held it. Give it up for James to put that much beer down in that spot. My guy killed it.
It was a remarkable amount of beer. All right, these guys are now going to move over to the Wawa Hoagie table there. Yeah. And build some hoagies. My money's on Travis to build a better hoagie.
Travis
right now
could not stop laughing the entire time. Oh, that was it's so fun when you watch another sibling
do something dumb.
James might have drank the 12 ounces first.
I was not ready for 30 ounces of beer or whatever.
Jumbo
I was
mug.
Expecting what, like,
A solo cup.
I'm good. Chugger's chug. He beat my ass.
That changed the game. Changed the game.
There's a technique to taking down 12 ounces of beer that I was expecting.
Wow. It's almost like showing up to the Super Bowl and the field is wet.
Wow. That just happened.
Oh, yes, it is.
Wow. All right, so guys, these guys are also now. And I think Devin might be over there with a microphone. We'll get Devin over there because there's a lot going on. We also got to interview Jason. So, Devin, if you can, see if you can, because we still got to get Jason's post-beer
reaction. I'm getting it.
I think he's building the hoagie.
I'm meandering over here. Hold on, all good.
All right.
We got wires everywhere.
So, Elliot, if you could, for everyone listening, can you describe what you just saw?
I mean, it would have taken me probably 2 hours to drink that beer. I kid you not. It was way more beer than expected. Jason... he was into it. Like, we talked all week about whether or not he would want to win, how big it is. He had his elbows ready to go. He was super into it. James did a great job, though. He did get some on his shirt. I'm not going to lie. Did get some on his shirt.
Well, once I knew, I saw Wechter point to Kelsey like it was over, so I was just like,
say, James, and I'm not ripping you because you put a lot down. You did have a good amount, not a good amount, but a noticeable amount. Go down on the shirt quickly, which means
it was
in the beginning.
But also, props to him for finishing.
Had you won, it'd have been interesting to see if you had been declared the winner.
Yeah, once I saw Wechter point to Kelsey, I like totally was like, it's over. So like, it kind of threw me off completely.
I love Joe already coming up with the excuse as to why he wouldn't have won. Yeah,
Rhea, what did you notice?
That literally, Jason had zero trouble with getting it down until the second he had it down.
Yeah.
I didn't think he was going to be able to keep it down. I was amazed that I timed it. It was 5.74 seconds, which was pretty amazing for that amount. But I think the amount of beer was a little unfair for both of them.
He decided to pour that much beer.
Yeah, that was a disastrous decision.
Do you chug that much?
Yeah, like, that was a horrible decision.
Who made the decision?
Like, no one chugged
Ryan Hammond is here.
I made the call.
All right, Ryan Hammond, it does say. Let's hear it for Ryan Hammond and the Eagles Autism Foundation. I mean, she does. Unbelievable work. Many years, Eagles Autism Foundation. So, Ryan, congratulations on all this.
Thank you. How about this morning, right?
Yes.
This is unbelievable.
Kelsey Brothers, chug off. Jason's victorious. I mean, listen, Jason's my guy. We had to talk strategy. We knew if we played the long game.
So you are inside job.
We
here.
Know if we played the long game, you were toast.
Wow.
He's got a huge smile over
this
here.
This is outrageous. I got played by here. Yeah. Wow!
Jason acted surprised too.
So
Jason was like, "Oh, how that much beer?"
No, I planned it. Wow. I planned it.
Wow. I need a rematch now, with the 12 ounce.
Just like it's my job to make Jeffrey Lurie and our team. It's my job to make Jason look good.
That's
and,
true.
You know?
He almost made him throw up.
I know. I was like, "Oh my God, please no!"
Yes,
but here we go.
He killed that.
And now they're about to compete
for hoagies.
I got
played. Look at this.
All right, so they're going to start the hoagie building competition. We will be the beneficiaries of the eaters. At least I'm hoping we are. All right, so before we go any further, let's remember what this is about. I mean, it's really two things. It's the Eagles, love of the Eagles, but also the Autism Foundation raising money for charity. If you could, Ryan, can you tell everyone listening right now, because I know there's a lot of people not here, how can someone make a direct donation?
So you can go on to EaglesAutismFoundation.org. You can donate to Team 62. We'd love for you to follow us on our social media at Eagles Autism. There's QR codes to donate. Really just getting involved. You know, this is our third year for this event, and it keeps obviously exploding year after year. We already raised about $150,000, and we're just getting started today.
Good.
So, you know, we surpassed last year's goal.
All right, so I believe the hoagie countdown is ready.
All right.
So these guys, and Ryan, thank you for that. I'm sorry I'm not giving you a good follow-up. I'm being pulled in a lot of directions. All right, so it is future Hall of Famer Jason Kelsey versus no longer James Seltzer. Future Hall of Famer Travis Kelsey in a Wawa hoagie making contest. Now, gentlemen, what kind of hoagies are we going Italian here? What do we got, turkey?
Devin, what kind of hoagies you got down there?
So we got, looks like a lot of
turkey.
What are you saying? Turkey?
You got
turkey?
Some lettuce.
Okay, turkey. Travis is saying turkey over and over to me. So turkey, hoagies. No option to have Italian. Looks like American cheese.
Right.
We have one kind of cheese over here, guys.
It looks like we're ready. So
if you're going to, Joe, real quick, you're going to count down from five, Joe. They get 60 seconds to build their hoagie. You count down from five.
And then one question I got to ask. Is the competition best hoagie or the first to finish the hoagie? Both. Both?
there you go.
Travis says it's both. All right, here we go. On the count of five to start the hoagie. Jason, are you ready? Travis, are you ready? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Gentlemen, begin. All right, we have a hoagie.
All right, the bread is down. They're both going for the bread and then cheese as their first two steps.
Travis only went for one tomato.
It's a one very, tomato
very
hoagie.
Very few vegetables on these hoagies.
Well, we want to make sure they get, yeah, because if we eat these, I want a robust hoagie now.
Oh,
I
mean, Travis, he just made a two tomato hoagie. Two
I want
tomato
pickles.
Hoagie.
I want onions. I want a little bit of everything. You
Travis
know.
Is fake, going very heavy on the lettuce.
Fake Kelsey's, Barcelona, but, Italian, oil, oregano, and I like a sandwich too.
All right, so the hoagie, there's probably about 30 seconds left in the hoagie competition. They are feverishly trying to put these hoagies together. Jason, the food is now being thrown.
Oh, God, we got lettuce flying now. Yeah, we're throwing lettuce over
it's
here,
it's a
guys.
Food fight. It has
it
evolved into a food fight.
We're going to call your mom.
This is great. All right.
It's pickles, it's Sonia, it's tomatoes, and it's go!
And that's it. The competition is over. Now, we're going to have to decide who the winner is here. The 60 seconds are up. They have made their Wawa hoagies. We thank Wawa for their participation today, all part of the Eagles Autism Foundation. All right, who is the judge? All right, sir, is the judge. Okay, now, Devin, see if you can get the microphone go over there.
Microphone doesn't go that
all right.
far. Yep.
All right, sir, let's bring him closer.
Yeah, okay. We can get it a little farther.
Yeah, let's get a little closer. And let's also bring Jason and Travis over here and we get them on a microphone. All right, so we need to know. It's just like when you go to James, you know the deal. You go to the scorecard for the judges in boxing. By the way, let me say this.
What's Howard Letterman at right now?
This segment is usually Times Yours, and it's no Times Yours today, but it is still brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Discover the nation's best kept secret and switch to Xfinity Mobile now with the best price for two lines of unlimited. We also have today's Twitter poll question of the day, and that is brought to us by our friends at Armin Chevrolet. Armin's sizzling summer sell down has arrived. Armin Chevrolet celebrating their 23rd anniversary of selling award-winning Chevys. Find new roads to ArminChevrolet.com.
Thank you, dude.
Needless to say, people don't want James Harden.
My brother how to make a hoagie.
70% say no on keeping James Harden. 70% say no on Harden. All right, we have the Kelsey brothers back. And all right, let's get our winner as declared by the judge. Sir, if you would. All right. Ava, take the
ball. I'll take control here. Hey, Tim, how you doing? All right, Tim, because Jason and Travis, you can better stand up because we're going to get you guys out of here. You guys have something else. So, Mark, you're from Wawa. Tim's from Wawa here, so you guys got to let us know. Let everybody here at CL know who is the winner of the hoagie building competition.
Well, he was the winner before he got here.
And it ain't so James Harden.
Unbiased.
Jason
Kelsey.
Yeah. He goes two for two.
It's not too bad. Me and Travis Kelsey as losers, I'll take that. That's not too bad, you know.
Joe, I have Mark here.
Decent company to be with, you know.
James, I got something really special, so Mark, you want to take it away from Wawa.
Jason, congratulations. Happy 31st Hoagie Day, everybody.
Yes.
Yeah!
And in honor of your championship, Wawa's donating $5,000 to Team 62 to benefit Eagles Autism. We can't leave Travis out. We're going to donate $5,000. To benefit Travis as well for Eagles Autism.
That's great.
That's awesome.
Thank you so much.
Wonderful. All right,
guys. Thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate it.
And Jason, your remarks on winning the drink contest. Talk to us there.
You know, it was not. We got to do another one.
Oh, yes, please.
We got to do another one that is not 32 ounces.
Just some pints, that's you know, a, some normal. A, I will say, though, all jokes aside, and I wasn't expecting that, whatever, he beat my ass. Like, Jason Kelsey is a freaking amazing chugger.
Yeah.
I would love to go against him again, but Jason, you owned it. That was amazing. And also, just for those who don't know, we all know, like, the person that he is in terms of the football field and all this stuff he does, but, like, quick story. I've only told this once, Jason, but when I used to work for the Eagles, one of my jobs was to go around the locker room with a microphone and ask dumb questions. I would ask players, like, what's your most prized possession? Or, you know, who's your favorite player growing up? And, like, 98% of the locker room was like, sure, I'll give you an answer, or no, or would just ignore it or whatever. And every single time I went to this man's locker, I just started in the business. I'm nobody.
Yeah.
And he would look at me and be thoughtful with his answer, and he would, like, care about the moment with me that
that's
I – and it just meant so much to me as someone who started in this business. So I just want to say thank you for that. I want everyone to know the type of human
being
that this man is.
I
So, Jason,
I think there's something special about James as well. There are people that I have not wanted to talk to in the locker room, but this is a very magnetic human being, and I love answering not dumb questions, especially from you. So, I've appreciated being in here, watching both of us amass status, I guess, climb the ladder, but it's been fun.
Awesome. Now, let me say, Jason, I know you're being actually asked to go in another direction here for something backstage, so let me let you go. Let me say, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for this portion with Jason Kelce.
But it
rolls on through the day. Come on down here to CIO if you can. And, again, the big event tonight at the OD from 4 to 8. Thank you, Jason.
Thanks,
Travis. Well done. Well done.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.